There are, and that is very much a part of our lifestyle. I remember listening to Ajahn Sucitto is one of the monks in our lineage, and he was starting a monastic retreat, and he's very droll. He has a very droll sense of humor, and he said, "Well, this is supposed to be a monastic retreat, but it's not really. We're not really monastic in that sense. We're much more. If we're going to call it something true, this would be a cenobitic, peripatetic, mendicant retreat." So, cenobitic is living in community, and peripatetic is wandering. So that we're it's very much a part of the tradition, and say in our even in the West. Our roots are very much. One of the monks from that ordained here, he's wandering around New England, has been for the last 2-3 years. He checks in with, there's a new monastery there, and then another monk in New York. So every once in a while he checks in with them. He's just sort of out there wandering without any fixed destination, and just seeing that's taking it on as a training, and because when you're wandering like that, you don't want to be carrying too much, gets burdensome, and you really have to be ready to adapt to the circumstances that you find yourself in. So for in our tradition, you'd need to, before you start doing that, you don't just sort of get your ordination, get your robes, and then head off down the road. You really have to have a foundation in the training, so that say like 5 years of the fully ordained monk training. So he did that. He did his time as a Anagarikan white novice monk training, and then he headed off. So he's been a monk now. This would be his 8th year. I haven't heard yet where he is right now. Because whatever the case, even if you're wandering like that during this period of the summertime, would coincide with the. Say in Asia would be the monsoon season, so then you have to be, you have to have a fixed abode, just a protection from the elements. And then monks here have gone just off wandering, a couple of weeks. A couple of the monks will go. Usually, I won't let monks wander on their own at first. You have a bit of practice going with others. So there's a couple of monks who just go off, go out here and walk up Tomkai Road and come back a couple weeks later. You hear the stories. there was a couple of the monks. JP, Titapo and Yaniko. They walked from Abayagiri up to the New Hermitage outside of Portland. Mm-hmm. And you go with your alms bowl and as little gear as possible, because you're trying to get that balance where you've got enough to keep you warm. And dry, but then you have to carry it all, and so you're careful. And then your alms bowl. So then you and then every day you walk for alms. One of the things for monks, we can't actually ask for anything. So we can't, come into a town or a village or, I'm so hungry, please give me some food. You can't ask. What you can do is make yourself available for people's generosity. And America's great to go to do that in, because Americans will just, who are you? What are you doing? So then you can tell them. You can't sort of advertise yourself or ask for anything overtly. And we can't store food, so that whatever you're given today, you have to relinquish. Tomorrow's another day. We can't use money, carry money. So we don't have any money. You can't buy anything. So you really are dependent on people's generosity.